Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Where the devil are you this time?
I'm in that magical northeastern Italian city of Venezia, Venice.
I dream of the summertime. Summertime in Venice, I think. Okay.
Oh, really? I actually don't know that song.
Well, no one would know it the way I see it. Please tell us all about Venice.
Well, listen, you can't go to Venice without catching a vaporetto, which is the ferry, along the Grand Canal and getting off it at St. Mark's Pete's Piazza, which is outside that magnificent basilica of St. Mark's. But let me tell you, those vaporetti, the ferries, they are just swamped with tourists. In fact, I think poor old Venice, that poor old lady, is sinking under the weight of tourists. So we got on the vaporetto at the railway station of Santa Lucia and caught it down to St. Mark's Piazza, holding our breath that we wouldn't sink. And I also went down to St. Mark's Piazza one morning at high tide and saw the water creeping up all around the basilica, the church. It's actually a very sad sight. It was a rather melancholy autumn morning that we were there. And I know they're trying to move heaven and earth, in fact, to control the tidal waters around the basilica and the Campanile, which is the bell tower, and I really hope that they manage to do so. Apparently St. Mark's Piazza is the lowest point in Venice. Other parts are a bit higher, so they don't get flooded. But as we walked around, you know, we could actually see water bubbling up in the square.
Oh, dear.
But
yes.
To get away from the madding crowd and that crush that you find on the ferries, you can catch the vaporetto over to the Lido. This is a long, narrow strip, and there are lots of lovely beaches along there. And for those people who've seen Death in Venice, that movie, it's an interesting landmark. We looked at the Hotel de Ban where the movie was shot. It's actually undergoing renovations at the moment, but its facade still conveys the grandeur of the place. Just across the road on the beach is where they shot quite a lot of the beach scenes.
Yes, I remember that film, Death in Venice. Wonderful movie.
Venice is the first stop initially for me. So, of course, I need to tell you something about the food. And, of course, because it's surrounded by water, you know, it's surrounded by lagoons and then there's the Adriatic outside, a lot of the Venetian food is dominated by fish and shellfish. And one morning I went down to the markets at the Rialto. It's a beautiful bridge that goes over the Grand Canal. And on the other side are the seafood markets and the vegetable markets. And I looked at all the fresh fish that had come in. They've got a lot of vongole, which are the little baby clams, which they love. A great variety of fish, but quite a lot I noticed had come in from the Atlantic. And some from Sicily. There was swordfish, and I saw skate, and just a huge variety. Massive octopuses. Bacala, which is a dried salted cod that they make a lovely creamy mousse with. And I ate very well at a trattoria called Corte, C-O-R-T-E, Sconta, S-C-O-N-T-A. And they serve fantastic seafood antipasti there and seafood carpaccio. Carpaccio is that very thinly sliced, it's either meat or seafood. And it was invented by Giuseppe Cipriani at Harry's Bar in Venice. So we had that at Corte Sconta, along with the vongole, the baby clams, and the bacala. And I also had a black ink tagliatelle, which is a form of pasta made with cuttlefish ink and served with the seafood and little pieces of pumpkin, actually.
Okay, now, I noticed that you're very good on your Italian. You spent some time there learning Italian. Do you feel that you can understand the language still?
Oh, yes. No, I can certainly get around in Italian. I couldn't have a deep philosophical conversation.
No.
But no, my Italian's helping is doing really quite well.
Do you have a recipe for us today on your website?
I do. Well, speaking of all that seafood that you find in Venice, I'm giving you a recipe for spaghetti alle vongole, which is spaghetti with the little baby clams. So you need to cook your pasta and you steam the clams in white wine and I added a little bit of garlic and chilli to that, freshly chopped parsley and lemon juice, and then you toss the vongole, the baby clams, through the spaghetti. It's absolutely delicious.
And
that recipe's on my website, which is SheridanRogers.com.au.
Bon, whatever it is, bon venuto.
Arrivederci, arrivederci, Venezia.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.